the 46th Senate District in New York. Our Ian Pickus is covering that race. Ian, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Very exciting to join in the broadcast, and things are just picking up here at the Glenn Sanders Mansion in Scotia.
You were at George Amador headquarters. Give us an idea of this race in the 46th Senate District.
Well, Republican Assemblyman George Amador was representing the 105th District in the Assembly, now running for the new State Senate District seat. This was sort of carved out of the last round of redistricting, the added district drawn by the GOP majority. And some observers thought it was drawn specifically for Amador. He's a builder who's been in the Assembly since replacing now Congressman Paul Tonko in the 2007 special election. Interesting to note, Tonko's opponent in this congressional election is also here, Bob Dietrich, the Republican. Amador's been reelected to the Assembly twice with fairly comfortable margins and has in the past actually celebrated in this building. The new Senate seat is made up with Montgomery Green, parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. His opponent is Celia Kotchek from Duanesburg, a Duanesburg school board member and former Senate aide. Her candidacy was boosted by liberal downstate Senator Liz Krueger's No Bad Apples PAC, and she won a three-way Democratic primary back in September. There hasn't been much polling on this race, but in the latest Siena poll, Amador's lead was about 3 points, and that may explain a late-in-the-game endorsement from former Governor George Pataki that just came in the closing hours of this race. We're waiting for Amador to speak around 9:30. People I've spoken to tonight are cautiously optimistic, but they don't know much yet, or at least they're not saying much at this point.
Ian Pickus with George Amador covering the New York State Senate District 46, and more coming up on that as our numbers become clearer and throughout the night. Ian, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.